We're talking with Savannah head football coach Anthony Hayes. His team getting ready for postseason action this week as they'll face Smithville in a district semifinal. Coach, you know, first off, you go back to last week, you start district play with a dominant win over Northeast Kansas City. Tell me about that win and what you like from the guys.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to start off the playoffs on the right foot, obviously. We're playing for our season at this point, and we felt like this is a game we should win. So for us, it was just about taking care of business and then being great teammates, getting some underclassmen in with some experience. And I thought our kids handled it really, really well. I didn't think we took any steps backwards. We played to a high standard and really jumped out on them quickly. And before halftime, even, we were able to get kind of our JV and freshman groups in and get them some Friday night experience, which is always fun.
Anytime you score 78 points, it's a sign the offense did a lot of great things. And then when you win 78-0, it's a sign the defense did a lot of great things as well. Touch on both sides of the ball and you know what you like from them, not maybe just on Thursday night, but throughout the year there.
Yeah, you know, when the game unfolds like that, a lot of things go into place. I mean, we had a lot of short fields because special teams also played really well. Defense was dominant. And then when they were forced to punt, we had huge returns. I mean, we had several offensive possessions that started inside the 20, you know, so that makes it a pretty easy night as far as offensive goes, offense goes. You know, I think we had our first possession started on the 8-yard line. You know, so I was really pleased with all phases of the game. I thought the kids played well. Like I said, we were able to get some second and third units in there and give them a chance to play. So I felt like it was a really good tune-up game for the next round of playoffs.
Yeah, now as you look at the next round of the playoffs, you get Smithville as the opponent. What do you know about them? What are the thoughts on this matchup?
Well, we played them last year in the district semifinal, and it was an 11-10 game. So I think we're both football programs that like to run the ball, play great defense, be sound in every aspect, and we're expecting a battle. We respect the heck out of them and the way they do things, and we know that it's not going to be one of those deals where we can find some weaknesses here or there to exploit. That we're just going to have to play really good, sound, fundamental football on both sides of the ball and in special teams to give ourselves a chance. You know, we feel like this is maybe one of the biggest matchups in the state of Missouri in the playoffs next week, and we're excited to host that and have that atmosphere, and we really want to bring this one home for the home crowd.
As you mentioned, you know, familiar with them having played a tight postseason game a year ago, and I know every year is different. You know, they're a different team. You probably feel like you're a different team. But is there anything that you learn or take away from last year's battle that maybe, you know, helps you this time around?
Yeah, I mean, it just gives us a little bit more familiarity. I mean, we obviously have film on them last year, but we didn't really have a lot of common opponents. We're in the same conference, and so we can kind of go back, and I'm sure they will too, and look at, all right, this is how last year's game unfolded. This is how they had answers for what we did. This is the answers that they had for us and we had for them. And so you can kind of go back, even though it was a year ago, same coaching staff, same programs, and get a little bit more knowledge. But it is a new season and new kids, and so we just expect it to be a good football game.
What will be the most important thing for your team on Friday night if you're to come out with a win?
Well, I think we have to protect football. I really believe that, you know, a turnover battle is going to be important in the playoffs. And then we just got to play our game, and play as hard as we can, and be able to withstand kind of a slugfest. You know, they might get us, but we got to get off the mat and get them back, and that's just the way it is in these type of games. So I'm just looking for us to be resilient and play good quality football.
Anthony Hayes, head football coach at Savannah. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best going forward.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you.